Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined here by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. You want to say hi, Miss 100%?
Oh, yeah, because it seems like the weather's about to happen there for me.
please believe me. I thought that too, y'all. Technical difficulties sometimes can be overcome by, I don't know what.
Y'all just don't know the stuff we face every day just to get in contact with y'all.
Yes.
How much we love y'all.
Now, if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. And we want y'all to holler at us. We got the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Check us out there. We want to holler at you. We want you to holler at us. We social network on Smooth at Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. You can follow me there. Facebook, I'm Dick Hugger. Tag my yearbook, all that. I'm Dick Hugger. Hit me up. I hit you back. Go to the Smooth Drama site, join our Yahoo group, all that. We down to holler at y'all. In the meantime, of course, last but not least, as always, I know y'all want to holler at me. You want to holler at 100%. So tell them where they can catch you, Miss 100%.
All right. First of all, I'm going to say this. Even though I'm not really on bullshit, if you want to be on bullshit, I'm here to listen. So with that being said, you can email me at Miss 100%, M-I-S-S, spelled Miss 100%, spelled out, at yahoo.com. Mm. And I will respond promptly to each and every email. Also, Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. And please no longer hit me up on tag. That's a long story, but we ain't even going to go into that. But, yeah, Miss 100% on the email and Miss 100% on Facebook. We're going to keep the Miss 100% all the way.
We're going to be 100%.
Just might as well go ahead and, you know, just let it out.
Well, I guess since we not going to be hitting you there, we can ask you to talk about our word for the week. Last week, our word was pussification. This week, Miss 100% has chosen a new word for us. You want to tell us what the word is?
Yeah, do I need to give like an example or, you know, so that people can understand what we're talking about here?
Do what you do.
Okay. Well, this weekend, past weekend, I encountered an individual who just did a whole bunch of talking. And at the end of it, didn't come through with anything. So I said, you know what? This is just a whole bunch of fuckery. So and I said, oh, that's a smooth drama word, fuckery. Fuckery is a word that you use when somebody just talking yin-yang. It don't make sense. And it's some shit that you just don't want to put up with. So we're not going to use the word bullshit anymore because bullshit doesn't describe
when somebody is
trying to put over on you. That's just plain old fuckery. They're just trying to fuck you over or mind fuck you. So, fuckery.
Right. Fuckery.
Yeah.
That's our word for today. And since we're talking about fuckery and talking a lot of yin-yang, I guess we can start with Kim Kardashian and that dude she was married to for about 2 months.
72 days.
Yeah. 72.
72.
Mm-hmm. 72 days.
Is that all we go play?
The funny thing is I don't know anybody who ever really took that seriously. I mean, I don't take anything that has anything to do with her.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Fans all over. I'm just reading and hearing, oh, we just feel so duped and blah, 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 blah. Oh, you, first of all, y'all bought into the pussification of America and y'all got caught up in the fuckery. That's what happened.
That was really smooth.
And now y'all spewing pure bitch assness all over the TV and the internet. I don't want to hear that shit. Go sit down somewhere. It's your fault. She made $20 million off of your dumb ass.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Tell us how you really feel. I never take that kind of stuff seriously.
No, I didn't either.
But it's BS or fuckery, as you call it. Mm. It's a fake reality show, and obviously she was in it for her booty. And if people not paying attention to her booty no more, she got a fake marriage, and then she got to have the dramatic divorce, and then you'll see her out there doing whatever the hell they do that entertains those people who watch that show.
And she's not making no music.
Yeah. I don't get it. You keeping up with them walking down the street because she's got a big booty?
Or walking up and down the street shopping and all of this other stuff. And being a host, another thing is the sisters and all of that wouldn't even be popular if she wouldn't have brought them on the scene. So now, have y'all bought into the hype about her, but y'all been being fucked over by the whole damn family. Who the hell been interested in Bruce Jenner? Ain't nobody been interested in him, but now all of a sudden...
Wasn't he on the Wheaties box?
That was 75 years ago, honey.
Oh. Okay. Curious. I didn't know whether or not he was relevant or not.
Now all of a sudden he got Twitter followers because that's his stepdaughter.
He went from Wheaties to a stepdaughter with a big booty. He moved up in the world. Now he got Twitter followers.
She got more money than him. That's crazy. She telling him what to do. Anyway.
Well, speaking of more fuckery. Since we own that too, there's a guy, Mr. PP, who's on a mission in New York to masturbate in every Starbucks bathroom in New York City. That's his mission, and he wants to photograph the results. Yeah.
Somebody got to catch his ass and just snatch it out the pocket. You know that? Just for being stupid. Anyway.
Did you say snatch it out the socket?
That's what's going to happen if he masturbating all the Starbucks. Mm. Eventually, it's not going to work no more. He got a long way to go. So they take a Starbucks every day, don't they? Oh.
Yeah.
That's everybody. He's got around. It's a Starbucks. They got Starbucks and grocery stores now. Hell, he got a long way to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how he gonna make that happen in Safeway.
Well, you know, Safeway is the place where the pregnant woman got her kids taken away from her for eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
If they think you're taking people's kids and sending people to jail for eating a sandwich, you better not take your ass the same way.
Yeah, that was interesting. Right? Yeah, that's fuckery.
Yeah. Oh, better not do it, sir.
And speaking of that, there's a story, and I gotta appeal to the ladies out there. Ladies, I want to know how y'all feel about a trio of women who are serial rapists. They're in their 20s, and they being charged for the sexual attacks of 17 men. They got into an accident last week, and they found Rosemary Chakwizeri, if I'm saying it wrong, it don't matter, Sophie Nakwara, and their sister, Netsi Wakrara, 24, 26, and 24. They had a stash of condoms, 33 of them, containing semen. I guess the women, they've been targeting male hitchhikers over a few years, and either they would give them a drink with the tranquilizer, or they were raping them at gunpoint.
Wait a minute, hold on. I see something wrong here. Who raped somebody and says put on a condom?
Well, hey, I ain't told you why yet. According to a professor of sociology at the University of Zimbabwe, which is where they're from, by the way, sperm is used for ritual purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of it is it can be used as a regeneration for light of life, which we call getting somebody pregnant over here.
They got some special going on.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's also supposedly used to get rid of bad luck using semen.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. So. I'm stumped because I'm saying to myself, I don't want to live in a world where women gotta rape men for their semen. You know, I'm just saying. All they had to do was go to Starbucks in New York.
I was about to say that. I mean, it's people all over the United States, some sorry ass people all over the United States, giving lots of women a sperm for free.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about them complaining because you'll never hear from them again.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, as a dude's like, yeah, you, what? I can hit it and just leave? And that's it? You just want to keep the condom for good luck?
Well, good luck to you, baby.
And we talk about, and this facetiously, talking about the problems in Africa. But
yeah.
When the women have to rape the men in Zimbabwe, there's some issues.
Yeah, they're so
rape. I mean, because we always hear about the men raping the women. Not that rape is good either way.
Right.
But, I mean, here in America, you can get all the semen you want for free. You want good luck through semen? Man, every weekend, they can just go to the club. There ain't a shortage of men that would be down to make it rain.
Wait. We talked about this before now. When I said, remember I said, what man would have a problem with three young women taking advantage of him? And what did you say?
I'm saying that there are circumstances, obviously. You
explain to everybody what your circumstances are.
Obviously, if they're ugly. If you find the women unattractive, you're like, nah, you ain't taking advantage of me. And that's probably when they threw out the gun. You know, I just questioned the men in Zimbabwe. where they have to be traveling looking for it. You think that in Zimbabwe, well, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking in the world, if you, hey, you just say, hey, we want some sperm.
But see, remember,
as lying.
This would have never happened had they not killed the man with the magic penis.
True.
Remember we reported about that?
Yeah, the man with the magic penis.
The villagers got together and they executed him because they said he had a magic penis. Now, he might not be in the same area, but I'm sure they would have been able to hook up with him somehow.
Well, it would have been like the Wizard of Oz. You know, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could have found the man with the magic penis, and he could have gave, he could have sprinkled them as he could have sprinkled them and got rid of all their bad luck with his magic, with his magic wand.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's what dude was talking about when he said, "I got the magic stick."
Magic stick.
Yeah. Anyway.
All of that was hot, man.
Yeah. Anyway, we done with this fuckery. We gonna be nice here for a second. This is Kimmy J of Radio Galaxy, Wombat Roo. I never tried to hide that I was in homosexuality, she said in an interview. If anybody Googled me, they would find that out there. 40 years ago, I was a different person. I was a heavy pot smoker with impaired judgment and made some bad choices.
I'm getting so sick of people blaming weed for everything they do. Weed does not make you rape little girls.
What?
I don't get that.
Oh, well, hold on. Everybody that I know that smoke weed has raped a little girl. I thought that's what weed do. Is the gateway drug to rape?
That's what they say. Weed is a gateway drug to this life of sin and degradation. Come on now. This is bull crap.
Well, she goes on to say that she changed her sexual orientation and stopped using drugs, and she describes herself as ex-gay.
Ex-gay.
I used to be gay, but when I gave up that weed and found the Lord, I was no longer gay. I'm ex-gay now.
Ex-gay. Wow.
Yeah. There's no statute of limitations when it comes to affairs with minors. So if that particular individual that she raped came forward, she could go to jail. I just find it funny that, and this goes back to what I was talking about a few weeks back. Remember when I said a guy who possesses child porn,
mm-hmm.
he goes to jail just for having it on his computer.
Mm-hmm.
This is an individual who has admitted to molesting someone,
mm-hmm.
and they are not going to jail. They are running for a public position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one is worse? The person looking at it or the person who did it? That's why I asked that question.
I don't see it as there's any gray area of who's more wrong, because all of it's wrong. Wrong is wrong.
Right.
But the fact that she went forward with it, I don't even think that she ought to be on the streets right now. But here's the thing. Where the law screws up at is because it's saying that somebody has to come forward about it. And unfortunately, in the man's case, the people that broke into his house or whatever, they are the ones that came forward because they found it. But with, you know, they turned it in, turned the evidence in. But the only way for her to go to jail is if the person, the quote unquote victim, comes forward. And with laws like that, like if the victim or the victim's parents come forward, that would be the only way for her to go to jail for it.
That's 40 years ago.
And that's what I'm saying. I think it's stupid. There's no statute of limitations. Why did they put that in there, but put it that the parents or the victim had to come forward? When she told on herself, shouldn't she go to jail?
That would be my opinion, but obviously, and she should have to take her ass and register as a sex offender.
Sex offender, yeah.
Because she admitted it. It ain't like she's like, I ain't do it. When she was asked about it, the allegations, when she was a teacher, she resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knew she was guilty. Because they probably, that whole cover-up thing that they do with these molesters, they cover it up. Well, hey, you know what? Instead of us going through all this, you just resign. We'll give you a bonus, and good luck.
And then the people that did that, they're even responsible as well because they had a civil duty to report her.
Right.
To the police. They were supposed to tell on her ass and throw her in jail, and they didn't do it.
Yep.
So everybody's just wrong all across the board.
Yeah. I mean, and that's my issue. I have a big issue with, I take exception to the fact that she can admit to doing it, like these priests have admitted to doing it, and they don't go to jail, they don't register as an offender. I don't get how you cannot be, when you admit to being guilty and you're not found guilty. And this is a woman that's running for public office. Virginia, if y'all vote for her, that's some fuckery.
Yeah, because you saying that we support people who like to touch little girls. And maybe she doesn't do it anymore. Or maybe that was 40 years ago. She, maybe that was the only time. But that's no excuse. You still did it.
She's ex-gay.
Whatever.
Stop it. She's ex-gay.
Okay. Yeah. So she's ex-gay. So she's not touching little girls. So maybe she's touching little boys.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter now. Because more than likely she'll win. Because she changed her life.
And then, you know, and that's a whole other thing that I'm just getting so sick of, that people feel that you, okay, yeah, you changed your life, but you made mistakes. And if normal people
make a mistake,
we have to pay for those mistakes. They chasing us out of town with pitchforks and torches. But the people like this woman, all of a sudden, you know, it's okay because, you know, she's running for public office. And why don't we hold those type of people, you know, to higher standards? I don't understand that. And then there's the whole...
Well, in that case, perfect example leading into next subject. Investigators, regulators are investigating MF Global. They discovered that hundreds of millions of dollars in customer money has gone missing from MF Global in recent days. Because they filed for bankruptcy Monday. But nobody can find close to $1 billion. $1 billion.
What the hell they mean they can't find it? It's not like you can hide $1 billion in too many damn places.
What are you talking about?
$100 billion. It can't just disappear in the thin air. And what do they mean? Okay, so one day they're profitable and everything is good, and then the next.
Hold on, 100. You know I'm a rapper on the side, and I lose at least $5 million every day when I'm just walking around the house.
Yeah, right.
So, because you know.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I count every penny. It's hard for me to lose $5, let alone
$50. Man, look.
I don't lose $5.
I don't lose 5 cents. I don't know what you're talking about, $5. I know where every penny is in this mother.
So with almost $1 billion or over $1 billion, you mean to tell me nobody knows what happened to it?
Yeah, they said the nearly $1 billion missing had dropped to less than $700 million by late Monday. And it's unclear where the money went.
How is it unclear? Who the fuck had, who had access to the account?
And, well, some funds are expected to trickle in over the coming days.
Really?
Yeah, just trickle in. You know that whole trickle-down economic.
Oh, that's some fuckery right there. You just told us to put it back.
Yeah.
I lock all of their asses up.
I would, too.
Every last one of them. You know, and if you don't know, you if you didn't do it, you know who did it. Or you know the person that know the person that did it. There's no way in a global investment, there's no way for people for something like that to happen and nobody knows what happened.
Oh.
Not for a couple days.
Well, speaking of which, there's the banks. You know these banks that everybody's been that we bailed out. That went on vacation. Well, I guess they, like Bank of America, they announced they're going to charge regular banking customers a $5 monthly fee to use their debit card to exact the fees on the unemployment benefits.
Now, I heard that they actually canceled it, that they decided not to do it.
Right, after everybody started bitching. Like, you gonna charge people who are unemployed $5 every time they try to access what little money that they have?
And it wasn't just the unemployed people. They was charging everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, but you talk about everybody else, but when you're unemployed,
it's just a whole different ball game.
Right. Every
and that $5.
Right.
Need that $5.
Right. I need that $5. don't take my $5 every time. Not one time, but every time. And see, this we talk about. You talk about politicians, their agenda. You want to occupy. Look, make your politicians bail you out. If you can pay billions of dollars to bail out banks who in turn go on vacation and then charge you just for dealing with them after you bail them out, it should be where the American people is bailed out.
That's how I see.
Yeah, not that bullshit $600 that through your taxes that the cokehead gave about 8 years ago. Was that 18 years ago?
You said the cokehead.
Yeah, the cokehead. Please. Look, you and I both know when you disappear, the military couldn't find you, and they did find his ass after 2 years. He's laid up. He had to come on. You know what he was doing. He was sniffing and, yo, you got that coke?
You just gave me a
what I got to do to get that coke? I suck your dick.
Oh, God. Don't oh, wow. I didn't think you was going to say it.
Oh, I'm going there. Because cokeheads and crackheads, that's what they do.
Wow.
That's what they do. So,
they appear on your ass in a heartbeat.
Right. And this is what these are the individuals who are all working together. Ain't no mystery, ain't no surprise. They are getting paid off the frame. Bailing them out, they going on vacation with the money that they're getting and keeping their jobs. While conversely, instead of loaning money and spurring on the economy like they were supposed to,
right,
they kept the money.
Yeah, you're right.
And squeeze the middleman, which would be us.
Okay, I have a question for you. Quick question.
Answers.
I'm going to put it in a scenario.
Back
in my hometown, there was this preacher, the head of the SELC in Ohio, who received government grants And he was, with the money, he was supposed to help out homeless people by providing a homeless shelter. Then he was supposed to have a food pantry and all this other stuff. And he was getting like $10,000 every couple months. But when they were going to the food pantries, there were no food, and the homeless shelter was, I believe the address that he used was actually his daughter's house. And he got himself a restaurant, made himself a restaurant. So they did all these different things, and they were taking him to jail because of it. What is the difference with what he did and what the bank did? They all went in front of this board and said, we're going to do this, that, and the other with this money. And the government gave them grants or bailouts to help them out, and they didn't do it. And they used the money for a purpose other than what it was given to them for. So why aren't they going to jail for misappropriation of funds, just like this preacher?
Well, I believe the word of the week is fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the word, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that fuckery has something to do with it. just a thought. I mean, you can steal billions, and that's cool, but the people like the firefighters who, they were in City Hall in Pittsburgh for 5 minutes. They were in some politicians' spaces, reserved only spaces, and they got tickets because they were getting flu shots. They were encouraged to do it. It was set up for them to do it, so they went down there and did it. They parked for 5 minutes, and they had the fire truck, and the politicians had the police write them a ticket. And of course, the police are now saying, well, we were wrong. And I guess they're going to ask the judge for leniency, and the mayor and some of the other council members said they had nothing to do with it.
Really?
But see, this is the petty kind of people that you're talking about. Or as my man Soul in the Hole says, is corporate witness protection. they so petty that you park in their spot, they will have your ass fine, but they can just misappropriate, as you say, all your money, and it's all good.
Like, I had it here. I don't know what the hell happened to that $1 billion I had yesterday.
Yeah, just lost up to $1 billion. No biggie. But you see, now when they talk about Occupy Wall Street, nah. They talk about Occupy Oakland, Occupy New York, Occupy Wisconsin. Nah, I'm gonna go old school with it. We just gonna go on break here, and we gonna let Common say how I feel the situation should be handled. This is Common, the Sixth Sense.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution is here. Yeah, it's Common Sense, the DJ Premier. We gon' help y'all see clear. It's real hip hop music from the soul, y'all. Yeah, second. Yeah. The perseverance of a rebel, I drop heavier levels, it's unseen or heard. A king with words, can't knock the hustle, but I've seen street dreams deferred. Dark spots in my mind where the scene occurs. Some say I'm too deep, I'm in too deep to sleep. To me, Muhammad will forever seek grief. Brothers with handshakes on ghetto landscapes, where a man is determined by how much a man makes. Cop cognac and spit old raps with young cats with cigarettes in their ear. Niggerish, they appear under the fubu is the guru. That's untapped. Wanna be in the rat race, but ain't ran one lap. Ran so far from the streets that you can't come back. You tripping with nowhere to unpack, forgot that.
Rap. Real. Something feel.
And you know it, you know.
my daughter's eyes, I'm the truth. Across the table from corporate lies, immortalized by the realness I bring to it. If revolution had a movie, I'd be theme music. My music can even fight, fuck a dream to it. My life is one big rhyme, I tried to scheme through it. Through my shell, never knew what that divine to bring through it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want millions. More than money saved, I wanna save children. Dealing with alcoholism and afrocentricity. A complex man drawn off of simplicity. Reality is frisking me. This industry will make you lose intensity. The common sense in me remembers the basement. I'm morphious in this hip hop matrix, exposing fake shit.
And you know, yet you know.
Rap is real, so feel.
And you know, yet you know.
Rap for the black people. Some days I take the L to jail with the real world. Got on an 87, sat by this little girl. She recited raps, I forgot where they was from in them. She was saying how she make brothers come. I started thinking how many souls hip-hop has affected. How many dead folks this art resurrected. How many nations this culture connected. Who am I to judge one's perspective? Though some of that shit y'all pop to it. I ain't relating. If I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I just want to innovate and stimulate minds. Travel the world and penetrate the signs. Escape through rhythms in search of peace and wisdom. Rap the smoke signals, let the streets know I'm with them. But now I appreciate this moment in time. Ball players and actors be knowing my rhymes is like.
And you know, yet you know.
Rap is real, something feel.
And you know, yet you know.
Rap is real, something feel.
I believe he said the revolution will not be televised, unlike what you got on TV right now. That I don't consider it a revolution if it's on TV. Real revolutions aren't televised. They just happen. It's sort of like, what's that, Talladega Nights? That just happened? Shake and bake. Shake and bake revolution. That just happened. Like, what just happened? That just happened. You didn't even know because it was too late. Anyway.
Wow.
Oh, man. Now, you know, we are internet radio show. And so I always catch, I always find it funny when I hear some of the stuff people talk about the internet. Like, they're internet addicts. You know, those people that if they don't get on the internet, they skin to start itching. And they like the people coming down off heroin or something, just scratching and shaking and...
Really?
Yeah, really. I guess they have a large number of people and that are saying they're going through internet addiction, and they have psychiatrists.
Okay.
Psychotherapy treatments. Like eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Yeah, I had to.
Oh my God, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, see, because we talking about fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you're talking about people, they're saying that there are people who are so addicted to the internet that, you know, they just sit in the corner balled up when they can't get on the internet, their internet's down, whatnot, and they just sit there and they scratch their balls. It's just that's what's happening.
Well, I definitely think that there's a problem with overuse or abuse of the internet. You know, I just think that it's a problem, and I see it every day. You know, you have here's an example. You have people who are in the same family who have each other's phone numbers, addresses, and live close to one another, but they don't call one another, they don't talk to one another, but they have each other on Facebook and they communicate through Facebook only. That's a problem.
No, that's just stupid people.
But it's like that everywhere, though. It's like that everywhere. So,
well, for me, it's a joke. You know, because I can sit up there and for example, be sitting next to my son and do something funny like texting. I see a booger on the back of your neck or something stupid like that. But that's the farthest I'm going. I'm not texting you if we in the next room. And if we live next door to each other, I'm going to walk next door. The whole internet addiction, I understand there are people who are dumb enough to be addicted to, and I won't say dumb, but hey, turn it off and go outside and talk to real people.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right about that, but because when you talk about internet addiction, they're not saying what is it on about the internet they're addicted to. Because it could be a lot of things. Like, I know gaming, online gaming is probably one of the biggest addictions out there.
Okay. And, well, once again, those are people who need hugs in their life.
But reprocessing?
Is that what they do? Yeah. Yeah. Or as my man says, there's no free porn outside. I have to disagree with you, though, so
I'm not
whole,
say, oh, yes, it is.
Because there's quite a bit of free porn outside. You just have to be in the right Starbucks. That's all. I mean, and conversely, you'll have when you hear stories like that about people not being able to get off the internet, but then you'll hear the United States is talking about blacking out rogue websites. So they're saying any website they suspect of infringing on others' rights, they will cut them off. There'll be no court decision necessary, and third parties will be granted immunity. But they're talking about getting rid of them. They're saying it will be a blow to online pirates and producers of counterfeit brand products like designer fashion items or medicine, meaning all you people out there getting your Viagra off the internet or your get my penis bigger pills. they making you go to the doctor. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But okay. So how do they're going through the web and they're going to do a search for, would you say, rogue website.
The bad website for the bad people.
Okay, so, but who deems a website bad for me?
The government.
So once again, the government is telling me this is not good for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and shut it down and make sure that you don't have access to it.
Well, pretty much, yeah. And it was like I was saying earlier, I don't want to live in a world where women have to rape men to get sperm. I don't want to live in the world where men don't have the option of being able to get their fake Viagra off the internet, or they can't get their penis be long pills. They have to go through the embarrassment of going to the doctor and saying, "Hey doc, I think my penis is too short. Can you hook me up with a prescription?" And then he has to go to whatever the drugstore is and get that prescription and pick it up and get the books. Do they understand that's what they're doing to these young men? Traumatizing them for life. I have to go in front of people. They're getting it delivered to their house because they don't want people to know that they have a short penis.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Well, but, you know, as your point is, seriously, they're saying that they're helping us, but it seems like more government to me. And it seems like censorship. Because if people want to go their privacy route, they should have the right. And if they get gypped, they get gypped. That's the price that you pay for in engaging in what you're engaging in.
But I doubt that there will be any type of adult websites or anything like that. That if anything, if you want to shut down some websites that you feel, you know, that you feel are harmful to the American people, okay, go through and find all these kiddie porn websites and shut them down. But I bet you that won't happen.
Well, I'm saying shut off MF Global. They lose $1 billion, they should be shut off. Not bailed out, shut off.
I just want to see when this happens, what websites will become unavailable. And I bet you it'll be the ones that tell some shit about them.
Yeah, something like that. But, I mean, another case in point, law enforcement officers petition Google to take down a YouTube video showing police brutality. Now, think about that. They don't want you to see videos of them whooping somebody's ass. can you please? Because it's unflattering to show how our officers of the goddamn law are whooping people's asses unlawfully. It just shows us in the light that we
in a bad light.
Yeah, it's no good.
It makes us look so horrible.
Yeah. Can you please remove it? Please? Yeah, I mean, think about that.
I can imagine that's probably how it went, because, I mean, when you say Google, you're asking Google to do something like that. Yeah, there's some humility involved, because I don't think they're saying, yeah, you're going to have to take that down right now. Google is like, oh, really?
Well, I mean, but you see, the thing is, here's the other bit of fuckery. We don't know what other videos Google may have taken down.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. It just they ask about this one. Well, can you take that one? Sure, no problem. Because they all work together. I mean, it's not like Google didn't have anything to do with leaking stuff and giving the government access to our accounts also.
Right. I mean, that. And thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we think about that, it goes actually into this last thing right here. Ann Coulter on Herman Cain. For those of you who don't know who Ann Coulter is, Ann Coulter is somebody who talks on TV. She's one of them quote-unquote conservatives. She says that our blacks are so much better than their blacks. And when she says our blacks, she's talking about Republican blacks are better than Democratic blacks.
So still in her mind, they own our ass, huh?
Something like that. It sounds like an ownership. Our coons is better than your coon.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody else feels. They're saying, well, that's liberals' worst nightmare, black conservatives.
But you know what, a lot of black folks buy into that shit, too. That, okay, well, I want to separate myself from other black people to prove to white folks that I'm not like the black people that, you know, are on the news every night or whatever. So I'm going to carry myself in this way, and I'm going to make myself more like them so that I can be accepted. But just by her speech or her comment, are black, she still thinks, regardless of what, excuse me, sir, I know you don't like the word, but they still looking at you as a nigga just like they look at the rest of us.
Well, look at it like this. If you want to separate yourself, just do what you do. If you're not out there, I don't know what that whole separating, like the whole of black folk are out there doing what?
Yeah, and that's my thank you.
Yeah, and see, this is where we go with. She says our is better than theirs. Like, well, there's this set of slaveholders and there's this set of slaveholders. Ours is better than yours. That's what it implies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you don't own me. I'm not Kunta Kinte running. If I'm running, I'm running towards you. And it's going to hurt when I get there. You have to put a bullet in me. But that is my...
Okay. Woo. Yeah, that...
Yeah, this is what they think about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is what they think about you.
We should have saved her for your dumbass.
Well, we don't have to say her. She's not a dumbass because that's how they think in general. I mean, anyway. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. For my fantastic co-host, Miss 100%, We Are Smooth Drama. Big shout out to my homie Soul in the Hole and my home girl Chocolate. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
Ooh.